Okay, Simon, oh yeah, it's Kufta Zion. Kufta Zion, Siftes Vov. Continuing in the halachas of kashering. So, imagalo yidetzvos. If you do hagolo with the tzvos are the tongs, right? Because how are you getting the utensils in and out of the pot that you're kashering against? Shemachzik is a kli, so you're holding onto the kli. Tzorach lerapis is a kli. The last little type, so you have to loosen the kli and then go back and grab it. Meaning, you have to move the utensil with the tongs. Otherwise, the hagolah is not going to penetrate in between the tongs and the kli. Because if that's not the case, then the hagolah didn't won't kasher in that spot. It's better to put the utensils in a net, like they do by the mikveh. You put them in a basket. Oh, you saw a sal or a basket. Lo yaniach kelim harbi b'pam achas. Don't put a lot of kelim at once. It's like a kli shu magadu. Don't put a lot of kelim in. They should let you biyachad. They don't shouldn't touch each other. Then came to welcome to giyosim in the golem, because the problem is if you put a bunch of utensils one on top of the other, then they're not going to get kashi where they touch. Says I ain't lahagel ela kli she'ena binyoma. You can't do a gola only with a kli that's not a binyoma. I mean, you cannot kasher a kli that we used in the last 24 hours, because then the taste goes into the water and goes right back into the kli. It has to be 24 hours from when you cooked chametz in it, right? Not when you cooked water in it, you're saying. Only when from when you cooked chametz. It's a big mistake. People, they say they can't use the sink for 24 hours. It's true, but that's you can't use the sink for chametz for 24 hours, right? But for regular hot water, you can. And if you even want to say maybe some say hot water, you shouldn't, but cold is for sure not a problem. And the pot that you're kashing with should also not be a binyan. Where you have to do is you have to make sure that when you put the kli, let's say you're kashering a cup, a kiddush cup, and you put it into the pot, what happens is the cold of the silver spools down the water. So you have to wait and leave it in there until it boils up again. Right? But then, if you need to actually kasher the actual pot, now you don't, and your pot is too big, you can't fit into another pot. I was like, "Kishamayim milavonis." Then what you do is, when the water is boiling, you take a stone and you put stone in there. I'll so that the water will boil over the lip, and you can't do agol until chatzos hayom. The minig is after agola shoytvim parim. Then after agola, you wash them with cold water. That's a minig. So in case there's residue on the outside of the pot, then you wash it off. It's possible you can do agola in front of somebody who's educated and who knows the dinim of agola. Okay, Simon Kuf Yud Zayin Ktsas Dinim Elukatum LePesach, the compilation of Halachas of Pesach, about Yud Gimel Sifim, and that's 13 Sifim. So Aleph, if Nimtzel, if there's a little bit of a mixture of Chametz and Erev Pesach until the night, right? Before Pesach, Chametz is Batal B'Shishim. That's all these shilas of people taking, by mistake, mixing their chametz with the Pesach Tikkafu with the chametz knife, with the chametz spoon, et cetera, all not a problem. But Chayin and Nitzah Garin Be'oifu Latasha. Let's say you find a seed in, like in a bird or cooked food. Zarkoy v'sham botalecha l'pilu Pesach. Throw it away, and you could eat it on Pesach. Al v'soicha Pesach chametz also afilu b'mashu. But on Pesach itself, it's also even a mashu, meaning it's not botal at all. Gam ba'ano, also ba'ano. Wherever you find any sort of seed from the Chameshas Min HaDagon, or you need to ask a shayla of exactly how to deal with that on Pesach. Because there are sheepas that hold that chametz is Balta B'Shishim on Pesach, just like any other time, amongst other things. Beis Be'er Mayim Shenimtzu B'Garinei Tfuah. So if you have water, a source of water that has seeds of tfuah and an endless stopping with the mayim, then don't take water from there. Only if really necessary. If you don't find any other water, Right? Why? Because the chametz sits in there for 24 hours. We know that kovash is kamuvel. So when something sits in a liquid for 24 hours, so then it's considered like cooked. And now we know chametz is not batal. That's why many Hasidim do not take city water on Pesach. They fill it all up before Pesach because on Pesach there's inevitably chametz inside, and therefore it's not batal. So this and you could have. It's not bottled in anything, in any amount. So even if you have one little grain in upstate New York, all the water is connected. So it's not really clear why those that don't do this, myself included, what we're relying on, but that is the situation. Also, and if you find a piece of bread in there, then it's also even if there's no water, but gam sinon lemani, then even filtering doesn't help. Right? Yeah, so that's so. I mean, I don't. I mean, imagine somewhere in the water, in the reservoir, there is a full loaf of bread. So I'm not sure exactly how we get around it. The minhag is not to burn the birds with straw, with the ears of grain. Because we're afraid that there's a seed in there that became chametz. You do it with grass, or you cut off the ears of grain from the straw. But with the oven mutter, and this whole thing is mutter. Because we're not really worried about chametz. It's a chumra. Be careful, litol es hazefek, and you have to be careful to take out the crop from the bird before you cook it. Why? Because we're afraid that when the crop, meaning in the neck of the bird, maybe there's a piece of chametz that the bird ate. Now you're going to go put it on fire, and then you're going to cook it. Dalit, kol minei kitniyos asurim. All types of kitniyos are asur. Now, kitniyos is the whole big tumel, exactly what that is, right? But it's because of the similarity to wheat, so that's why it's asur. So rice and those type of things. Same kol peiros yuveishos asurim, and then it says dried fruit is also asur. Because back then they dried it on chametz. If you know that they dried it up with a hechsher on top of reeds or betana shushu pesach or in a kosher pesach oven, yaveshim, even dried figs, utzmukim and raisins, bein gedolim bein ketanim, are also. Bechein klipas pomerantzin, and the same thing with orange. What do you call it? Dried orange peels. We come back on mashkin and liquids that are made from raisins, naig and lehetu, the meaning is to drink that. Naig, even though we're, maybe there's a chashash that they dried it on chametz. Naig, the meaning is not to put cloves or saffron into food, because there's chashash chimitz. And even our saffron that grows in gardens, we don't have a chashash chametz. We ask it because we don't want to differentiate them. Shar b'samim, chamber chashash chametz, and other types of spices. There's no chashash chametz. And salt, cleanliness, and nice and nice. And tavshil, before you put into cooked food, see from the bud guy, you need to check it. And ain't aza garam b'tura ma'olav oil. There's no seed of tura mixed into there. But those are all the chumras of Pesach, and meaning every community and every generation had their own chumras based on what was going on. So it's hard to know exactly what these are talking about. But you have to know when, it's grandfathered in. You hear, oh, my family doesn't have this from the days of Europe. It could be it's really not Negev, but people get nervous. Minigav is saying to me, Yadeno, et cetera, et cetera. Okay. We got plenty of foods to eat, so we don't have to worry so much. All right. Everybody should have a fine night. And thank you for your patience.